Now, I'm talking to Fiona Stimson. She's been sort of in charge, shall we say, of Hawley & Bloom.
Hawley & Bloom administrator, so yes.
A very busy lady. You're going to continue with this next year, are you not?
Yes, I hope to have a bit more help next year because it's been very hard work because I organise the Hawley & Bloom competition, I organise the photographic competition, I take all the minutes, I do all the social media, I've just done all the catering, did all the shopping. So, yes, and I did all the seed and plant swap as well. Yeah. Yes, next year we've already organised that we're going to, and our next meeting... that we're going to delegate. I'm going to delegate a lot of my work.
I think you'd need to do that, otherwise it's going to be overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah. Especially as I do other things like the carnival as well.
So how long have you been involved with Hawley & Bloom?
Actually, since I was a councillor, so probably about 2000 and probably 10, 12, somewhere around that time, I think, when I was a councillor, I was on the Leisure Committee and Hawley & Bloom came under that, so yes, for a long time. But I just had a councillor's role and I took over 3 years ago the actual running of the competition because the staff were far too busy and weren't able to donate the time to the competition. And I, having taken over, I can understand why.
But it's good. And then, as far as I'm aware, there aren't many places within the borough, Reigate Manston Borough, that do this kind of thing.
I think we are the only ones who do this sort of thing, yes. We're a very community-minded town, Hawley.
Very much so. That's certainly, I've seen tonight, well, I knew it already, but I've seen tonight just what a community spirit there is in the town.
Yes, there is. It's a small town, but it's a big town as well.
Yeah. Big-hearted town.
Big-hearted town. And lots of people like to get involved and, community, all sorts of organisations, as you saw from the carnival, the kind of community. But also the community insofar as places like Anvil Court get involved. I actually went to visit them because part of my role was on the judging. I judged the we called it non-residential, community non-residential. And I judged that she's actually a councillor, and she helped me do the judging. And so we went to the Bowls Club and to Anvil Court. So I was quite honoured to actually go there and do the judging and speaking to them. So, that was really nice to visit them.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much indeed for talking to us tonight. See you next year.
Thank you very much, Dave.